Justin, thank you, and a good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of boys high school golf, the postseason began yesterday with sectionals. The West Delaware Hawks hosting out at Pin Oak, holding off Marion by one stroke to take the crown. The Hawks a 341. The Wolves with a 342. Third place was Vinton Shelsberg. Fourth was Maquoketa. Mount Vernon in fifth. Center Pointer Urbana sixth. Benton Community seventh. Anamosa came in eighth with a 385. The Hawks placed three in the top 10. Griffin Lott led the way. Fourth place overall with an 83. Coy Payton shot an 84. Good for sixth. And ninth place was Will Halverson with an 85. Also for the Hawks, an 89 for Kevin Hauschild, 92 for Jack Biesing. Mason Rowling shot a 93. Individually for Anamosa, Jared Nelson with an 86, a 93 for Peyton Bakkenstedt, 104 for Jackson Waters. Braden Weber shot a 102, 109 for Caden Custis, and a 114 for Will Pape. The Hawks will compete at their district meet coming up on Monday at the Wildcat Golf Course, hosted by Vinton Shelsberg. Also in 3A play in the coverage area, Independence placed runner-up to Waverly Shell Rock up in Clear Lake at the Veterans Memorial Golf Course. The Gohawks with a 325. Mustangs came in second with a 328. They'll advance on to the district meet coming up on Monday, as that'll be hosted by Decora at the Winota Golf and Country Club. In Class 2A at the Monticello Golf and Country Club, Beckman winning it with a 328. Monticello was second, a 345. MFL Marmac came in third, North Cedar fourth. Fifth was Bellevue, Command 6th, Northeast 7th, and Cascade with 376 was 8th. Five coverage area golfers in the top 10, led by the medalist Monticello's Blaine Brighton, who shot a 77, Nate Offerman with a 78 for Beckman, his teammate Noah Bogie shot an 80, and Luke Harwick an 81. Isaac Martin of Cascade with an 85. In Class 1A, Edco hosting at the Woods Edge Golf Course in Edgewood, Starmont winning it with a 352, 10 strokes better than the host Edco, who had a 362, followed by Clayton Ridge in third, Turkey Valley fourth, South Wind fifth, West Central 6th, and Central Cater came in 7th. Individually, Jack Wiskus of Edco was the medalist with an 81. Garrett Waterhouse of Starmont an 83. Jacob Genkin of Starmont was 3rd with an 85. Corey Putz of Edco an 89, good for 4th. Starmont's Jace Thomason was 5th with a 91. Connor Putz of Edco 9th, a 92. And 10th was Isaac Mead of Starmont. He shot a 93. East Buchanan hosting at the Buffalo Creek Golf Course near Winthrop. Buccaneers winning it with a 306. AGWSR was second. Don Bosco third. North Lynn coming in fourth with a 390. Fourth was Waterloo Christian. Sixth, Dunkerton. Seventh, Gladbrook Rhinebeck in Central City with a 448 coming in eighth. The Buccaneers' Ben Hesner was the medalist with a 70. His teammates Hayden Nelson, third place with a 74, and Aiden Cook, an 80, good for fifth. Maquoketa Valley traveled over to Bellevue as the Wildcats came in seventh with a 437. Lisbon first with a 370. Then Easton Valley and Springville tied for second. Bellevue Marquette was fourth. Midland fifth. Kalamazoo Wheatland sixth. Those teams and individuals in Class 1A from the coverage area will play their district meet at Pheasant Ridge in Cedar Falls coming up on Tuesday at 10 a.m. That'll be hosted by East Buchanan. The West Delaware girls golf team back in play today starting at noon at the Cedar Rapids Prairie Invitational at the Airport National Golf Course. The Hawks will begin their postseason next Wednesday, May 18th. Class 1A and 2A girls golf teams will begin postseason play tomorrow. The West Delaware girls and boys soccer teams will host Decora starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Manchester. The boys' contest will begin around 6 o'clock. The postseason begins in the world of track and field with state qualifying meets taking place all around the state this afternoon, with field events beginning at 4 o'clock and running starting at 4:30. All sites are co-ed meets. West Delaware, Independence, and Western Dubuque travel up to Decorah in Class 3A. In 2A, Monticello hosts 11 other schools, including Anamosa, Beckman, and Cascade. In Class 1A, Edco hosts again, as they will entertain 13 other schools, including Central City, Central Cater, East Buchanan, Maquoketa Valley, North Lynn, and Starmont. In national sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, interleague play, Phillies beat the Mariners 4-2. It was a land over Boston 5-3. The Orioles were thumped by the Cardinals 10-1. In the AL, Cleveland and the White Sox were postponed because of a COVID outbreak on the Guardians team. Yankees edged Toronto 5-3. Oakland shuts out Detroit 9-0. Tampa Bay 4. The LA Angels 2. Kansas City over Texas 8-2. In the National League, Pittsburgh 5. The LA Dodgers 3. It was Cincinnati over Milwaukee 14-11. Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 11-3. It was the Giants over Colorado 7-1. The Cubbies able to come back and get a win over the Padres 7-5 to win their first series since early April. Washington over the Mets 8-3. In the NBA playoffs, Milwaukee over Boston 110-107. It was Memphis blowing out Golden State 134-95 as they keep that series alive. In the NHL playoffs, Rangers over the Penguins 5-3. Florida passed Washington by the same score, and Calgary over Dallas 3-1. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Thursday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.